This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
3 o'clock. Good to have you with us on a Monday. This next one, I see it pretty clear, but that doesn't mean I'm right. But work with me. Last night, the Toronto Maple Leafs lost a Game 7, which on its own is painful enough, especially when you no-show. Scoreless after one, 3-0 after two, down, I think, 5-4-1 before you score. You lose 6-1. I mean, just a complete and utter disaster. But it's not by itself. It's not on an island because the Maple Leafs have lost 7 straight Game 7s. In the last 21 years, 7 straight. David said something before the show, and I go, stop right there. That's the topic. We're sitting here, and whether you're a Wings fan, Piston fan, Lion fan, Tiger fan, there have all been periods of your team not being good. Now we're blessed. Our teams are starting to turn things around, except for the Red Wings. David said the following. I would rather just not make it at all. I would rather just be bad than to be a Leafs fan, to be good, to routinely not make playoff runs is one thing, but to lose 7 straight game sevens.
Bro, when they won game 6, I'm looking like, you sure you want to do this? You sure you want to do this? You could just go out in game 6 and have a mercy kill.
But to lose game 7 and get dump trucked?
Yeah.
So here's my question. As a fan, guys, would you rather just not make it at all? Is there a more painful existence than being a Leafs fan? Because I'd argue all the years the Lions were bad, at a certain point, it doesn't even hurt anymore. It's like me with my Giants. At a certain point, you just don't care. Hey, we're bad. And it's like when Eminem makes fun of himself against Papa Doc in 8 Mile. And what else? You know, you just get to a point, it doesn't matter. But a Leafs fan, oh my God.
No, it's what I like to call, because when David told me, I like to call it the Buffalo Bills paradox. Bills go to 4 straight Super Bowls, lose all 4. And the question is, would you rather be the Bills or would you never go to the Super Bowl? And I will still say, you take the pain.
Oh, God.
You take the pain because it means you're in the fight. It means you have a chance. Yeah, you may lose, but you're not at home. You're not watching. You have an opportunity to change the course of history, and you got to hope that eventually you will break through. Eventually, you will win that game 7. So if I had the choice, I'd rather play the game 7s and lose than to sit at home and do nothing.
Where do you guys stand on it? Is there a worse existence than being a Leafs fan? 7 straight game 7s. I'd rather you not get to a game 7. In fact, I'd rather you just not make the playoffs. But to get to game 7, and again, for it to go the way it went, oh my God. They were showing pictures of like and video of people leaving Maple Leaf Square. What is with the viewing parties, by the way? I had this conversation with my dad last night. He calls me up because where the Knicks had their ridiculous watch party, mm-hmm. they were repurposing it for Yankee and Met fans. Mm-hmm. What is it with people you can't stay home and watch the game?
You want to be with other fans just like that.
So you weren't hugged enough as a kid. Understood.
The camera will cut to you, you'll cheer.
And no,
it was
what?
Funny because I saw one and the brother just walked out. He just left at the view.
The Maple Leaf fan.
Yeah, he just left. He moved the barrier and just started walking to his car.
He looked like Kenny Cotton leaving the bar.
He knew, you know what? I don't need this. I know where this is going. And I think at least it was easy for them because it was 6-1. You didn't lose a 1-0 game in double overtime.
So the question to you, the listener, is this. Two choices. You can live the existence of a Maple Leaf fan, where your team's good, but they never go anywhere, and they lose every game 7. Or you could just be bad. You could just be a Wings fan. You could just say, F it. I'd rather not be a part of this. Then, look, you know what's approaching this? Being a Ravens fan. Being a Bills fan. Oh. That's where I always laugh when these Detroit GMs talk about, we want to have sustained success.
It's a different type of hurt. It's a different type of pain. But, yeah, if given the choice, I want to be in the playoffs. I want to have a chance. I want to be able to break through. I do.
You're choosing death by getting hit by a car or dying in your sleep.
No,
I mean, come on. There's an obvious winner here.
Well, the winner is you don't know that maybe you go to the playoffs and you break through.
So you want to get hit by a car. That's your desire.
I think they know, though, every year there's failure. Whether it's the first round, second round, overtime, game 7,
but I'm saying it's one of those things, different sport, but it's like the Cubs. Eventually, they broke through. The Red Sox, eventually, they broke through. You want to give yourself an opportunity to actually win. Because to me, if you rather just say, I don't want to be in this, you kind of sound like a quitter. You at least want the opportunity to say, I had my chance. I may have blown it, but I had a chance.
See, I don't like to live in misery. Knowing every year we're going to make the playoffs and lose.
David, scared money don't make money.
Okay, all right. Then you go ahead and make the playoffs and being hurt every year. Be in pain every year. Burn your jersey every year. Go ahead and keep doing that because I'm good. I'll stay on the side. I'll not be in the playoffs, and I'll just be just fine.
And just know your team is bad.
I'll be fine with it.
Okay. I'd rather have an opportunity.
It's up to the people.
I'd rather have a shot.
Look, I don't even just need the hockey elite. You could be Pistons, Tigers, Lions. If you like sports, bottom line is, I'll take anything but being the fate of a Leafs fan. I'd rather just not be invited.
No,
terrible. I wouldn't be able to deal with it. That would break me.
I mean, I remember having this conversation. It was with Lions fans. They were like, I wouldn't want to go to the Super Bowl. I was like, yes, you would.
You know what being a Leafs fan is?
Even though if you lost 4 in a row, yes.
Here's what being a Leafs fan is. You're a Penn State fan. Who the hell's signing up for that? You know James Franklin's gonna screw the pooch in the big game. You ain't never gonna win it all with that bum. I'd rather just be State. Then I don't even have to watch. Go to the Apple Orchard. Do whatever you like.
Because you're a fan, Mike, and regardless, you want to see your team win. You could say you're cashed out. You could act like you're cashed out. Oh, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that.
But you know what I've turned into. You know what I've turned into. I now sadistically laugh at the television. I am Jack Nicholson in The Shining watching MSU. Okay, but I just hate laugh.
You're a little bit of a unicorn, Mike, so I can't put you in that crowd because you don't like the man who got you 2 Super Bowls. So I can't put you in that crowd.
Eli's a putz. 248-539-9797. David, the ticket text, early returns.
I think the only thing more painful than the Leafs game 7 or losing 7 straight of them would be the Bills losing 4 straight. Either way, I would rather not make the playoffs. If the Lions don't win a Super Bowl in the next 3-5, I would rather them have stayed terrible.
See, you know what? That person right there, he's a liar. He or she is a liar because you've seen what it looks like when you're just bad and you see the buzz that this team has now. It's pain that you keep losing in the playoffs.
I tell you what, I can expedite this. You go out and do exactly what you did last year. Home playoff game, you don't win a playoff game. That's 3 straight years of absolute heartbreak. This is why I keep telling you people are going to turn. I'm telling you.
It's not going to happen this year.
We're going to fight to the death.
17-0. Another one bites the dust.
Jim Blasta, everybody.
Okay. Good. Seven games, seven losses consecutively. You just hate to see it.
That I know. I'm not asking you to feel their pain. I'm asking you, would you rather be them or be where you're at? Your franchise is in a rut. It ain't going nowhere. I'll take being a Wings fan. I don't need ball breaking like that. That's ridiculous.
Chris in Grand Blake says, heard a stat that Toronto has won two series in the last 20 years. That's crazy. I would rather not have made the playoffs.
Well, luckily for you, you're experiencing the latter. Because the Wings haven't made the playoffs in, I don't know, 10 year, 11, whatever it is.
From Jordan Waterford, I'm with you, Mike. I would rather be bad than not make the playoffs than get embarrassed every single year in the playoffs.
Think about the Ravens. The Ravens are good every year. The Ravens have the MVP, seemingly, every year. Do you know what the Ravens don't have? A Super Bowl appearance.
They don't.
Heartbreak after heartbreak after heartbreak. I'd rather just sit here as a Giants fan. Homeless. There's no standard. No. I don't even need to put deodorant on. I can just sit here in my filth. My team is terrible.
No, but Mike, it's easy. No, it's not. You get hope. If your team is winning, there's hope.
I'm hopeless.
No, that's apathy. That's what you don't want. That means you don't care anymore.
It feels great.
It's no apathy. Stress. It is stress. It's a different type of stress because you've convinced yourself, I didn't want to go to that party anyway. Oh, it was going to be a bunch of losers there. When deep down, you know you wanted to be there. You just convinced yourself, nah, it's better to stay home and not go and not have a chance.
Yes.
It's not.
It actually is.
It's not.
Look, the Giants either win the Super Bowl or wallow in their filth. It's a very easy relationship I have with
right,
my team.
This is going to sound very nuanced, but you can't win the Super Bowl, Mike, if you're not in the playoffs. So you have to have that opportunity to get in the playoffs and see what you can do.
Well, right. Once they do it, it's fine. But that's not what we're talking about.
No, right. But
the Leafs have shown you seven straight game seven losses. I don't want that. I'd rather be the Clippers under Donald Sterling with Bimbo Coles as my best player than deal with what the Maple Leafs are. Your example, the Bills thing, right. You end up in an institution if your team loses four straight Super Bowls. You have people sign in to visit you if you lose four straight Super Bowls. No circumstance. I'd rather just sit here. I'd rather be a Jacksonville fan.
But you made it.
Oh, great. I'm sure that's what they'll put on the banners. Hey, we made it. Floating above Ralph Wilson Stadium.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Straight to the people, Maple Leafs lose a game seven for the seventh straight time. We asked the question, would you want to live the existence of a Maple Leaf fan or just have your team be terrible? Rico and I just don't see it the same way, which is the beauty of sports. I'd rather just not bother. If I were a Leafs fan, I would seek therapy. How do you lose seven straight game sevens? How?
Oh, no. It's difficult if you're a Leafs fan, but I'd rather be a Leafs fan than a Wings fan and know that you're never going to be in the playoffs.
But why? We have Stevie. Okay, we'll go to Doug, 97.1. Hello, Doug. What's going on? Sorry.
Not much, Mike. How are, no, you're good, but how are you?
Excellent.
No, man, like the Leafs, that's just, it's so painful, right? Because they were up 2-0 again, and then they blow it, so it's like, if I'm a Leafs fan, I don't know what to think, but I got to go with Rico. I think it's better to go through the pain. It's like the Tigers in 12 and 13, right? Would you have rather go? I don't know. It's a tough call, but as a Leafs fan, that's a whole other level. That game last night was just so bad. It was so pitiful.
But remember what you're signing up for. It's not one heartbreak. It is seven game sevens in 21 years. Doug, I'm telling you, I think you'd wear down.
If I'm a Leafs fan, I'm so broken. I mean, I think it was Marshawn last night said that it puts the pressures on the players because they feel it too. And I don't know if there's a more broken franchise in sports right now. Would you agree? I don't think so. It's so bad, Mike. It's bad.
I'd argue the New York Giants, but yes, I hear you loud and clear.
You have Super Bowls. The Leafs haven't won a cup since what, 67?
67.
You got two of them in the last 30 years, man. So
right, but my point is, when you talk broken, I mean, I'm going on 15 years of having a worse record in football. But I hear you. We've at least done something. Look, here's the thing.
Yes,
I'd love to see the Wings capitalize on this. The fact is, if there was any question about needing to break up the core four in Toronto, it's been answered. I'd love to be the Wings that become the benefactor of that.
Yep. Break up the band. They got to break it down and build it back up. I mean, that's just, I mean, they were saying people were throwing jerseys on the ice.
They were throwing beer on the bench.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And then you look out in that watch party, which everyone just looks like they just lost their dog in traffic. It was just bad.
I don't get the watch party thing. I don't either.
I mean,
you
know what it is, guys? You want to be there in case they win so you can party downtown. You want to hang out. You want to do stuff.
No.
But Rico, they never win. That's the problem, man.
Just hear me out. Imagine if last night was the first time they broke through. Nobody's going to work today in Toronto.
But I'm with Doug in this regard. If you go to that Leafs watch party in Maple Leaf Square, that's like going outside during the purge. You know what you're getting.
Yeah. Yes.
That's,
I mean, when I saw that they won game six, I honestly, I watched that game specifically because I had hope for them. I did. I'm like, oh my God, they won game six, and now they have a chance. And then they pooped their diaper once again, and now we're back to square one. And I'm not even a Leafs fan, and I feel that pain here in Detroit. So it's brutal, guys, man. I am so glad I'm not a Leafs fan. I'd rather be a Wings fan than a Leafs fan today, I tell you that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Hey, listen, we're going to – hey, year seven, this is the year the Iser plan gets it right. Iserman's turning into the new Scott Frost.
Good call on the purge.
But you know what I mean?
I didn't think that was a Mike movie.
Well, I had to turn it off. It got a little creepy. But I get the gist of it. I understood. Like, right. I saw a preview of it where they're trying to lock the house down, and then somebody shows up like, oh, help me, please let me in. And then they're a killer, and it's like, if you're outside, everybody dies.
Right.
I got the gist of it, and I turned it off.
Yeah, girlfriend's boyfriend, like, nope, not tonight.
Bottom line, if you go to that watch party as a Leaf fan,
yeah,
you're going, hey, I'm going to go grocery shopping during the purge.
You're hoping that tonight is different and you're going to be celebrating and you may be doing some type of nefarious things out of pure joy. Now, you know who is going to be a torture fan base if this doesn't go their way?
Lions.
No, I was going to say the Knicks. Well, because right now there's four teams. Three have never won.
I want to say this.
You haven't won since 1973. If you are ever going to win the NBA Finals, it has to be this year.
They're not that good. And second of all, shame on their fans. That was ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, throwing the garbage and hitting the guy.
Pouring into the streets like you just won the NBA championship. You're hanging off of flagpoles.
Oh, I thought you meant them going after the Pacer fans.
Well, that's just trash behavior.
Well,
but the rest of it, it's like, really? You want a second round playoff series? This is what we're doing?
Yeah. They beat Boston.
You know what? You're telling me you're a loser by acting that way.
Absolutely. I'm not disagreeing with you at
David's
all.
David's pointing at me. I don't know if that's judgment or support.
They're acting like they've never been there before.
I guess Tyrese Halliburton saw the fan, so he's invited him to game four.
Game four, yes.
Got a plane ticket and got him a hotel room and all of that. Because I'm like, first of all, like the purge, son, why are you downtown New York wearing an Indianapolis Pacers jersey?
Oh, you're asking for it.
Right. Like,
you're a Michigan fan at Arkansas, Tennessee.
Yeah.
Why are you here,
random
bro?
Random fan.
Are you wearing a yellow hat, yellow shirt?
Right.
What are we doing here?
I mean, no, I'm like, you have the right to do this, but doesn't mean you should do this.
Like a short side jet sweep from Dave Warner.
You just bringing back all the oldies, aren't you?
Just, I'm telling you. And it's like great example. I use a Penn State example. I'd rather be a State fan than a Penn State fan. Just painless. We suck. Penn State, you actually believe every year that Mr. Garvey, a.k.a. James Franklin, is going to get it right. And it never happens.
But at least you're relevant. I'd rather be relevant than irrelevant.
Why? The relevancy is the pain.
No, it's not. It's when you've just
fade
away.
I know why, though, because you're a Niner fan. You're okay with heartbreak, because that's all you've got the last 30 years.
You know what?
I'm projecting. I'm sorry. That was from hour one during your Preakness slander.
David, you know where this is going. I'm going to tell Mike to just get right behind me.
Booming.
Get thee behind
me. Booming.
The pain, yeah. Like Maple Leafs fans, not booming.
You will not take my joy, devil.
Oh, Kirk Franklin. Carry on. I might be the only white guy who knows that reference.
That's what you're trying to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, that's dirty pool, David. You cannot play that highlight in front of him. That's terrible. Come on. Come on.
Oh, you'd rather be there than not make the playoffs, huh?
You know what, David? Absolutely. It hurt. It was painful. But you were right there in the NFC Championship game rather than just at home on the couch. Maybe I'm a masochist. I don't know. I'd rather take the pain knowing you got an opportunity to go. I mean, heck, I watched my team lose in overtime because the coach didn't know the rules.
I just want to say, that's a pastor.
That's
dirty pool,
I'm this
man.
Close to putting the Greenlaw play in.
You're wearing a shirt with the Lord's name on it. I mean, how do you even look at yourself in the mirror with what you just did?
No.
And for people who are going, what the hell was that highlight? It's when Stafford did what Stafford does. He airmails the ball to no one in particular. The only person there is Jaquiski Tartt, the Niners' safety. The ball hits him directly in his larynx. Doesn't catch it.
He catches it, ball game.
It's over. You're going to the Super Bowl.
Right.
It's almost like 1990 when Roger Craig, all you were doing was running the clock out and you fumbled. And the Giants won. Oh, I'm not a pastor. I can do that to you. Let's go to Theo.
I'm wondering if either one of you are a pastor. Some will cry, Lord, Lord.
He's a pastor,
David,
in the state of Texas and Maine. Theo, 97.1. What's going on?
How y'all doing, fellas? Y'all okay?
Yes, sir. How about you?
I'm feeling like Rico. I'd rather get there and just deal with it after I lose, because at least I got there. But I got a question for y'all, because I argue with LeBron. I argue with Michael Jordan fans about this all the time, about LeBron getting there 10 times and only winning 4. Would you rather get there 10 times, only win 4, or make the playoffs like Mike was doing and don't even get to the finals? Which one would you rather be?
Hold on. Well, you're saying make the championship, but you only win 4, or like...
Or Mike, Mike played 15 years, only made it to six finals. So would you rather go home nine times without even making it to the finals?
Oh, so you're saying if you make it to the finals, you win.
Yeah, and here's my perspective. Like, I'm a Celtics fan. This Tatum group, I mean, they made six, seven Eastern Conference finals. They won one championship. How much fun did I have making the Eastern Conference finals and getting decapitated? Zero. No, I'd rather be Jordan. Anytime I made it, I won it all.
And you made the playoffs. You made the playoffs.
Right, but I'm saying making the finals and stuff like that. Like the mid to late 80s Bulls teams, they weren't good enough. I mean, yeah, he went to the Boston Garden and dropped 100 on the Celtics. Like, they weren't good enough. I'd rather be Jordan.
See, I'd rather be LeBron, because if you're there, you got a chance to win. You don't know what can happen in the game.
You had 10 chances.
Now,
to
I
win.
Will say this, I respect LeBron more, because Jordan, if you look at the teams that have made the NBA finals, I know we're not doing a Michael LeBron topic, but for Theo, the teams Jordan faced in the finals were six of the worst teams to ever be in the finals. Mm-hmm. Versus LeBron James faced multiple dynasty level teams. So I would attribute that LeBron's record is more of a byproduct of facing historically great teams.
Yeah, Jordan had, it was a time period where that's when everybody either had died or they were all retiring, and it was just
now,
Jordan.
See, that's a shot at the Celtics. Another shot at the Celtics.
No,
it Len wasn't. Bias, Reggie Lewis.
No, or old and retiring, Magic, you know, pulls his Achilles and he's done. And next thing you know, they win their first title. He does it in game one. So that's why I'd rather win. I'd rather be there, because it's like, I mean, as a Lions fan, you went 15-2 and you lost. You'd rather do that than go 2-15.
I'd rather not make the playoffs this year than have last year happen again. Meaning, great record, bye week, home playoff game, aced out. Do us all a favor. Don't even make it if you're going to do that.
So you'd rather be 6-11 and just stay at home.
F it.
I'd rather be in the playoffs, because you never know.
Why don't we ask somebody who might have some insight? We go to Kevin in Windsor, 97.1. Kev, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you?
Excellent. Are you a Leafs fan?
Oh, I'm a kind of a casual Leafs fan, but I'm also, I got accused of being a closet Red Wings fan by my friends. So I play along, you know, when the Leafs are on, it was like, hey, we had a tough game last night or whatever. And these guys live and die, right? It's like, because this, put it this way, Toronto is like your New York market where you grew up.
Yeah.
The Yankees, right?
Yep.
Yankees. Can you imagine not winning a World Series since 1967 and being a Yankee fan with all of those cameras and all of those microphones?
I will tell you that in a New York perspective, not winning the World Series since 09 is 1967. It's a disgrace. So, yeah, I'm right there with you.
Wah.
Wah. That's right. Wah. But Kevin, would you rather live the existence of a Leafs fan losing seven straight game sevens, or would you just rather be a fan of, well, the Red Wings, where you just don't make the playoffs?
You know what? That's kind of tough. But tell you what. The Red Wings at least won championships in the last 50 years. You won
that, I agree. I agree with it. So, all right, maybe it's like being a Lions fan.
It's a lot like being a Lions fan. However, it's like being a Lions fan, but being in New York of Canada.
Yeah, no, the pressure kills them. The pressure.
I think it's all pressure.
And again, it takes a certain type of person to play in New York, and I think it takes a certain type of person to play in Toronto. That's why I give Detroit even less of an excuse. This is an unbelievable place to play for pro athletes. You have 8 microphones, not 80. The fans here are infinitely compassionate, as long as you try. Like, if you roll out to the post game weighing 350 and go, I've got kids, brah. No, fans are going to turn on you. Shout out Prince Fielder. But overall, all fans here want is care. I mean, just try. And fans are generally pretty nice to you.
Yeah, true. David, fun fact. The apple sometimes does fall far from the tree. Case in point. Quote.
Mm-hmm.
My Giants went 9-7 as a wild card and had a dream run to beat the undefeated Patriots. I'd rather have a shot anytime over being a doormat. Sign the benevolent and wise Big G. The apple falls far from the tree sometimes.
I thought you were going to tell me the apple was tart.
Will you do yourself a favor and get in there?
Honestly.
By the way.
Honestly, I'm now hoping Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback. Because remember, it's a boomerang, David. What goes around comes around.
Did the Jaquiski Tart play end his career? I can't find this guy.
No, he got cut.
I don't think he played anywhere else.
He played.
I thought it was with the Eagles for 1 year.
Either Eagles or Rams. Like, he went for one more year, played, and then that was it after that. He was done.
You hate to see it.
Yeah, you do.
David, ticket text, please.
We saw the ladder. The Tigers went from getting bounced for nearly 10 years to the playoffs. I didn't watch since 2021. I don't want to go back to that, so I'd rather not make the playoffs. I enjoy winning. It's heartbreaking not to make the Super Bowl, but I enjoy every game that they win, the pursuit of happiness.
But it will change. Again, I will tell you, if you don't get it done, you are the Bills or Ravens. Ask if there's any happiness in those fan bases. It is all stress. It is all heartbreak. The honeymoon is over.
Oh, no. Mike, you are correct, because it'll get to the point, Lions fans, you can go 16-1. The season starts when the playoff starts. You'll look at the regular season as preseason.
When's the disco start?
All right, we'll knock out some phone calls. We'll get some ticket texts as well. Going to get a little Tiger baseball in the mix, too. A question about expectations and a sliding scale. And I'm sure Rico's going to yell at me. That'll be great. David, ticket text first, though.
I'd rather make the playoffs. If your team is consistently bad, they're no fun to watch in the regular season.
How much fun are the Maple Leaf fans having? Ask yourself, how much? Look, if you've never won anything before, I understand. Like, the euphoria of the Lions rise, I understand it. But that is going to wear off if you continue to go to the playoffs, blow a 17-point lead with the Super Bowl on the line, get aced out by a rookie and play your worst game of the season at home. Go ahead and go out and don't win a playoff game this year and go lose again.
It's no fun today, but eventually you're still going to be interested in your team rather than if you know going in, we have no shot at making the playoffs.
It's easier to unplug.
Then you're not even watching this. You're not watching. The apathy kicks in.
It's great.
It's no fun. It's not great. You want to root for your team instead of, we have no chance.
It's an entertainment product. If they don't entertain you, if they don't win it, why bother? I mean, if you're David, what fun have you had the last decade of Steelers football? Oh, winning seasons, we make the playoffs. Here's what happens when the Steelers make the playoffs. What fun are you having?
And this is the year I'm going into it like, you know what? Fine. We can finally get a top 10 pick. Reset.
Man, you can't be afraid to love, okay? You can't. Because you don't know. You don't know when the season starts if you're going to win.
I know.
So if you make the playoffs, you are one of, 14, 15, 16 teams that have a shot at this now. I'd rather have that than just know, you know what? I can just go ahead and watch something else because my team has zero chance of making it.
What the Maple Leafs do to their fans is a special brand of diabolical. Seven straight game seven losses. Think that over. Like, what is the NFL equivalent to a game seven? The NFC title game? Go ahead and lose seven of those. You'd lose your mind.
I'm with you. I was like, guys, you don't want to win game six. Don't do this.
Just don't bother going home.
Now, that was why I was like, just don't do this.
But
to
I will tell you this. I'd rather lose 6-1 in a game seven than 1-0 in overtime.
Because you know what? You can be like that Leafs fan who just said, nope,
I'm out.
And if you haven't, find the video. It is the funniest thing.
That poor bastard.
He just, I got better things to do. I'm not doing this. No. Goodbye.
Mike stuck in traffic says, it's like being in a relationship, getting to the altar, but you don't get married several times. I'd rather stay single.
That's right. Or have you seen the video? This was in the New York papers. this guy, this firefighter, was celebrating his 40th birthday.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah. Now, would you rather not be in a relationship or be in one and then have to roast your wife at your 40th because she's been tagging one of your friends?
Okay.
I'd rather just be single.
Okay. That's an extreme, but
that's being a Leafs fan.
No.
Yes, it is.
Being a Leafs fan, someone else is banging your wife every day. That's what a Leafs fan's life is. Just stay single.
Okay.
Argue it. Losing a game seven.
Losing a game seven to me is like getting your heart broken. Doesn't mean, you know,
seven times?
Because you're thinking maybe the eighth time is the charm, David. Not everybody married their high school sweetheart.
The eighth time is a charm? Good God.
Maybe she isn't cheating on me.
What are you, Carol Shelby?
No, I'm just saying. No, for the person out there, it's like, okay, it happened. Pick yourself up. Get back out there. For the Leafs fans,
there's no picking back up.
You're hoping that it ends here, and the next time, you'll win game seven.
Yeah, the next time you take her back, it'll all work out.
No, a different person.
Cutscene. Oh, look, the Amazon truck's at my house again.
Because you just jumped back into it that quickly, believing it's going to work.
Right, like, oh, yeah, I expect something different. That's insanity.
No, I said different person. But, yeah, I get... Now, I saw what you're talking about. That's probably how they feel
right
now.
That's what being a Leafs fan is. Go to Paul in Brighton, 97.1. Paulie, what's going on, buddy?
Mike, Rico, how are we doing?
Good, hey. Paul.
Real quick, worst guy in sports is the watch party guy. Always tries to make the event about them. But
I can't understand it. For the life of me, I don't know how we arrived here, Paul. TVs have never been better.
And I think it started with the Deer District. And everybody was just out there.
I don't know what it was. Yeah, you talk to the guy, oh, yeah, I went down to the game. And you're like, oh, yeah, you went down to the Garden. How was it? They're like, well, I was at the watch party. I'm like, so you weren't there at all. Like,
right.
Completely different.
You left your beautiful TV to go to a way worse TV next to people with body odor. Awesome plan.
Definitely. But as of right now, I reserve my opinion to change maybe in 10 years. But I'll take the hopium right now. It's nice to be talking about football and players instead of regime changes and all that type of stuff. So give me a shot at it. As of right now, I still want to be in the game instead
at
of
what point,
talking about the draft.
So let me ask you this question, Paul. Okay, you're there now. You said, I reserve the right to change. How many more disappointments would it take for you to go, you know what, enough. I'd rather you be bad than keep breaking my balls.
I have it right now, I would say 5 years. So what are we, 2 years into it? So I got three more seasons.
Okay, very patient man.
Yeah, I guess maybe I'm a patient man.
You are.
I've gone 30.
Or you're a conditioned loser.
I've gone 31 years, so, you know.
Like after losing the Super Bowl with the lead in the fourth quarter the second time, that would have, well, maybe the whiskey tart thing.
No, the
Super
Bowl.
Maybe Kyle Williams fumbling against the Giants. Maybe Roger Gregg against the Giants. I don't know. You've had a lot of these. Maybe you should power rank all your disappointments. Maybe you'll feel different.
And Mike, maybe I'm just built different because I don't live and die by this stuff. It's like, oh my God, I'm not the burn your jersey.
Oh, so you don't care if your team loses. Uh-oh. Oh, okay, I got you.
Okay. That's not what Rico said. You know, don't make me defend Rico. Now, that's a terrible thing.
I'm not the burn your jersey and, oh, I hate life.
No, I hate that guy.
I'm not. You know what? It sucks. It's disappointing. All right. Guess we got to wait till next year.
Let's go to Arjun, 97.1. What's up?
Hey, Mike. Hey, Rico. Good evening, guys.
Hey. Evening.
Hey, just I had a counterpoint to you, Mike. I think you were saying that, you know, you'd rather be a fan of a bad team because of like the lack of expectations. And I think we need to, you know, to decouple the fact of being good and having expectations. I think, you know, for the Lions, it hurts so bad because it's never really been done before. And, you know, the loss really hurt. But, you know, if I was a Leafs fan, you know, even though we're good, you know, losing after four straight game seven L's, I would just go into the fifth one thinking we're going to lose. So I think over time, you know, it hurts less and less. And, you know, this year, if I was a Leafs fan, I wouldn't even be mad because I didn't even think we would have a chance in the game seven. So I think just because you're good doesn't necessarily mean the fans have expectations.
That's really interesting. See, and you know what? Look, that flies in the face of how I operate, and maybe that's a blind spot for me. Like, you're right. Maybe it's just for me. No, the expectation is win it all or go bleep yourself. versus a Leafs fan who, well, game seven, we're dead. Yeah, I don't have that. I can't have that approach. I didn't have that approach, Arjun, when I was growing up a Spartan fan. Same old Spartans. No, it would still upset me when they would shoot themselves in the ding-ding. It would drive me nuts.
Yeah, that's fair. I think, yeah, for me, I would just be painless. It would just be nothing. So, yeah, I see where you're coming from. But, yeah, for me, I'd rather be relevant and just have, you know, even though we're relevant, just have no expectations. So I just shut it off.
Okay. And listen, I mean, like I said, I mean, I've arrived at this point with the Yankees. My expectations are what they are. And I know they're not going to get it done. But that's my expectation. Win the World Series or burn the stadium down. Even last year. Oh, but the Dodgers were awfully good. I don't care. The season was a complete waste. So no joy. None.
So just burn the stadium down.
All these Aaron Judge home runs, they're all empty. They don't mean nothing. Where's the World Series? Where is it? Same thing with the Celtics stuff. All these Eastern Conference Finals. One championship. Not good enough.
So is it because you won the championship that you feel that way?
No,
because I'm asking, if you were a Lions fan, are you saying last year was just meaningless, worth
totally.
Nothing?
Last year was an absolute waste of time. I don't think there's any nostalgia to last year with the Lions because of the way it ended. A home playoff loss to a rookie QB and you turn it over five times? Don't make the playoffs if you're going to do that type of bleep.
Mistakes were made.
My point is, all of the disco shirts and what did it mean? Ugats. Nothing.
No, see, I was wondering, if you won it all, you have a different perspective. But like for the Lions, they haven't. But like, so it's still the journey.
I guess I just, why do you have to win it to have the expectation?
Because Mike, only one team is going to win every year.
I've heard that.
Does that mean that the other 31 or 29 other teams are just complete losers?
Yes. Utter failures. Held back in class.
You were not hugged enough.
I'm Mr. Garvey, A.A. Ron. That's just how I view sports. It's terrible, isn't it? 248-539-97. I quit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.